This is a chapter about the qualities of Nityananda. But this particular Brahmin from Navadvipa, he was doubtful about the identity of Nityananda, as a review. So at one time he met Gauranga, either in Puri or in Navadvipa. He had come on a yatra, or he met him previously. And he voiced his doubts, and now Vrindavan Das Thakur is narrating that conversation where Gauranga removed his doubts by preaching as the ideal preacher, citing history and logic and reason and Shastra Praman. So he's said that because you misjudged or miscalculated the identity of Nityananda based on his external behavior of chewing pan and carrying an iron rod instead of a sannyas bamboo danda and covering your body with chandan, and Nityananda is covering his body with chandan, shoulders, chest, and head and face, and lavishly decorated in beautiful silk garments, a blue, beautiful blue color, and not wearing the simple saffron cloth of a sannyasi. And this type of doubtful mind can edge on making up a rod. And although you may have doubts, but doubts may fester into ninda. And ninda, of course, means Vaishnava ninda, sadhu ninda, which is an aparad. So he addressed that when he was discussing. First, he identified who Nityananda is, and he's a supreme controller, cannot be imitated. And then he cited a verse. In his own words, Gauranga said, "If you even laugh at such a person, you even laugh at such a qualified Mahabhagavat. What to speak of criticizing a Mahabhagavat? If a person even laughs at a qualified person who performs an immoral activity, that person who laughs at that, what he considers a questionable behaving devotee, he is vanquished." The word in Bengali is mara, muddy, which means he's killed. This is Lord Gauranga, Krishna speaking. Krishna Shiksha, Krishna Upadesh. Then he's saying you can know all these truths from the study of the Bhagavatam. And then he goes into start explaining. Lord Gauranga is telling the Brahmin the story about the Guru Dakshina that Krishna and Balaram paid to their Sandipani Muni, who, on the recommendation of his wife, requested them to bring back their six dead sons. So we were hearing about that story was going on. Here. This is verse 68 in chapter 6. They went to Yamaloka, then they visited Bali. And when they went, Bali lives on Sutala Loka. I mistakenly said yesterday Patala Loka, but he lives on Sutala Loka. It's page 192, text 68. And then they went there, and they were well received, of course, and he surrendered everything, as is usual. He surrendered everything at the feet of Krishna Balaram, Atmanavedanam Bali Maharaj. And then he's praying to them. He said, "Listen, take me out of this Griha Andakupe," verse 64 we read yesterday. "Please just take me out of this dark, blind well of material life and put me on the ground next to the well underneath a tree. Briksha Mule Pade. You take me out of the well, sit me under a briksha, and I'll be happy. That's enough. That's a good house for me. I don't need this palace. I don't need this rule of the whole universe or Sutala Loka. And I don't need Vamanadeva as my doorman. I just need your mercy." And he's offering his prayers like this. Then Lord Chaitanya continues the story. Brahma Loka Shiva Loka Ye Charano Dake Pavitra Karite Chena Bhagirati Rupe. In the form of the Ganga, the water that is washed at the lotus feet of the Lord purifies the abodes of Brahma and Shiva. Hena punya jala bali goshtira sahite pana kare shire dare bhagyodhaya haite. Because of Bali Maharaj's good fortune, he and his associates drank the water, the such auspicious water, and sprinkled it on their heads. Ganda pushpa dupadip vastra alankar parapadme diya bali kare namaskar. Bali Maharaj worshipped Krishna and Balaram suitably according to their position. He offered them fragrant sandalwood pulp, ganda, and flowers, pushpa, and incense, lap, dupe, and deep, and vastra, and various ornaments at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, and then he offered his obeisances at their feet after the puja. And again, he continued to pray to them. This story, of course, is narrated by Lord Gauranga to the Brahmana. Agyakara Prabhumore Shikhao Apane Jarimore Brityahina Jnana Takke Mone. O Krishna Balaram, if you consider me, your servant, More Britya, please, Agyakara, order me and personally instruct me, More Shikhao. Give me an order and instruct me. Jai Karaye Prabhu Agya Palana Tomar Se Janahaya Bidi Nishedhera Par. O my lords, Krishna Balaram, anyone who follows your orders easily transcends all rules and regulations. Vidhi Nisheda. Vidhi Nisheda means rules and regulations. Agya Palana Tomara. Anyone who is sheltered by your instructions, like Gopal means protected by your orders, then that's the highest rule, that's the highest regulation. As is said in Nectar of Instruction, the queen of all regulative principles is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Nitya Krishna Smaran. Nitya Kali Krishna Smaran. At all times remember Krishna. And all the other rules and regulations and yamas and niyams and vidhi nishedas are simply maidservants of that queen of devotion. The principle, the queen of bhakti is Krishna Smaran. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Puja, Vandanam, Archanam, they're all meant to bring us to the point of Krishna Smaran. Smaran. In this life and in every life, we say that Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam. Smaran Bhavam. Remember Krishna at the time of death, remember Krishna at the time of life, and remember Krishna at the time of breath. In life, in death, in breath, always remember Krishna. With every breath and especially at death. This is the queen of the nectar devotion. The queen nectar devotion means Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi, when she favors one, she gives him the ability and knowledge to remember Krishna. And she makes it joyful. She makes remembering Krishna joyful and satisfying and bliss producing. Ladini, Samvit. Bhakti Devi brings the influence, the prabhav of Ladini. And samvit, complete knowledge, awareness, ability, understanding, talent. To what? To remember Krishna. This is the meaning of knowledge. Knowledge is useless if it doesn't create remembrance of God. There's no value to knowledge. So this is the fullest expression of samveda, complete knowledge or the full gamut of knowledge is to always remember God moment to moment. Nam smaran, guna smaran, lila smaran, rup smaran. This is the facility in human life. And the ability, of course, to remember comes from God Himself. He is the object of remembrance, and He is the goal of remembrance, and He is the ability of remembrance. Interesting arrangement. Sarvasyacham Riti Sannivishto Matak Smriti Yoganam Apohanam Cham Vedeshta Savaraham Vivedya Vedanta Gridveda Vedacham. All the Vedas are telling this. I've written all the Vedas. This is the conclusion of the Vedas. Because one sentence nourishes the other sentence. One bite of food follows the next bite, and together they nourish the body. So that one half of the shloka nourishes the other half of the shloka. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So if you don't study the Vedas, you won't remember Krishna. If you don't worship the compiler of the Vedas, you won't remember Krishna. You'll be forgetful. Forgetful means anadi Krishna bahirmukh. From the beginning of time, our face is turned away from Shastra and away from Krishna. Yashastra vidin mutrija vartate kamakarata. Nasasnavafnuti nasukam na paramgatim. from time immemorial. Shastra is irrelevant. It's ancient history. Man, get with it. Technology, computers, computer science. Shastra vidim utrija. Utrija means to reject and to throw. Utrija. To throw out. Reject. Oh, I reject it. I don't want it. The one thing is, you say, oh, I reject it. I don't want it. I reject this. I throw it. That's a little different, no? So you want this Bhagavad Gita? No, I'm not interested. It's not relevant. This is not relevant. This is utrija. Something different. Shastra vijaya. Take the shastras and throw it in the trash can. Why? Get down. If it feels good, do it. Vartate kamakarita. Kamakarita. Tucha pumpa pa. Kamakarita. Kamakarita. Ucha pumpa pa. Do whatever you want. Whatever, if it feels good, you want to do it, do it. Let it all hang out. Get down. Get up. Get on. Maya. And what is the result of your intelligent, centrally based program? No happiness, always anxiety. You're never really happy, always agitated, disturbed, or anxious somewhere, financially, mentally, emotionally, physically. Perfection? Impossible. Spiritual perfection? Out of the question. So this is, shastras are for this, remembering Krishna. So this is, he's saying that Agya Palana Tamar Bali's, rather Lord Gauranga's repeating the story about Bali's prayers. Krishna Balaram, if your order is with me, your Agya is with me, Tamara Agya, Guru Agya, Tamara Agya, Guru Agya, the order of Guru, then that's my Palana. Palana means that's my maintenance, that's my nourishment, that's my protection, that's my rules, that's my regulation, that's my everything. Your order is you, your order is your service, your order is your remembrance. Order means service, order means remembrance, order means engagement, order means perfection, order means love. This is all contained in Guru Agya, Bhagavan Agya, Prabhu Agya. Prabhu means Guru Prabhu, Bhagavan Prabhu. Pali's not stupid, he's a great devotee.
Would be the next Indra.
Excuse me?
The next Indra?
Yeah, that's legitimately. You know, he'd be promoted to that post from Sutta Loka to lawfully rule the universe from Indra's seat. He'll get the post of Indra, as you're saying. That's his future position. He won't have to storm the gates of heaven with his army and drive out Indra for a temporary position. He'll be there for a long time, since that's what he wants. And the Lord always gives you what you want, one way or the other. So he's saying this, and Shunya Balira Vakya Prabhu Tushta Haila Ye Namitta Agamana Kaite Lagila. Krishna and Balaram, they became very pleased in hearing the word of Bali. And then they explain the purpose of their visit. Prabhu Bali. Shuna Shuna Bali Mahashaya. You've heard of Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya? So Mahashaya, Maha Asha Aya. One who has a shelter, the greatest hope or aspiration. So he's, Bali Maharaj is a very exalted transcendental personality, actually. So Krishna says, the Lord says, although Krishna and Balaram are there, so we'll assume Krishna is speaking. Listen, Bali Maharaj, this is why we have come to your abode. Amara Mayara Chaya Putra Papi Kamse Mari Leka Se Pape Seya Maila Sheshe. The sinful Kamsa previously killed my mother Devaki's 6 sons in Mathura long ago. And because of this sin, Kamsa was ultimately killed. Very interesting. Generally, we think that Kamsa was non-devotee and demon harassing all the Brishnis and Yadavas and chasing them out of Mathura to hide in caves and other foreign countries, stealing their wealth of cows and land, and harassing the Brijavasis out of fear of death from the hands of Devaki's eighth child. So then Krishna went and killed him. But Kamsa is a victim of his own sins. Because what did he actually do to Krishna? Krishna killed him. Krishna was the immediate cause. The, Nimittic Karan, the immediate cause of Kamsa's death was Krishna's blow to his chest with his hand, or as some acharyas say, simply the wind. The wind, when Krishna jumped from the ground up to the royal dais or chair where Kamsa was sitting, the wind was so great because he went so fast that just the wind killed the fear of seeing Mrityu Sarvaharashchaham, death personified, Mrityu Swayam personified, coming at you at the speed of a bullet. Was just a young boy, 11-year-old boy, doing a broad jump. And the wind from his Dodian body killed Kamsa, and he fell off the dais. And then Krishna landed on top of him just to make a show a proper Kshatriya death, because now Krishna's a Kshatriya. He's the son of Devaki and Vasudev. He's in Mathura. He's in a Kshatriya bhav. And Kamsa's a Kshatriya. So if he just dies from some air, it wouldn't look very prestigious. So then to give him a royal send-off, it boom! Because after all, it is a wrestling match. And wrestling, there is sometimes some punching and some butting and punching and throwing. That's all part of the wrestling. Well, Krishna just jumped up and flew over Kamsa and came back to the ground, and Kamsa stumbles off dead. It would be rather anticlimactic, to say the least. Well, this is one acharya is telling this. At any rate, the Naimittic Karan of Kamsa's death appears to be Krishna. And we thought, well, he deserves it. He tried to kill Krishna, so he was killed. But in our own society, if someone tries to kill someone and they're unsuccessful, I'm not sure whether they're killed or not. Can't say. Say there's a conspiracy to murder, or someone tries to kill you and they don't. Are they killed or are they just punished? Does anyone know?
Attempted murder?
It's called attempted murder.
Life sentence or something?
I doubt it. Not these days. I think it's somewhat lenient. At any rate, here, Krishna himself is saying, Kamsa died, although I was the immediate cause. He died because he killed an innocent lady's children. And that's, we have Gohatya. You've heard of Gohatya. And Brahman Hatya. Well, what about Putra Hatya? Also such a thing. It's a sin, obviously, in Manu Samhita to kill innocent children, which he was also doing before that. He ordered Putana to go out and kill all the children born in the last week or so, and she was happy to do that because it gave her a lot of Putra Ras, gave her a lot of blood to drink, which was her favorite beverage. Health drink, so to speak, for Rakshashis. So now he was ultimately killed. Niravadise Putra Shuk Sonaria Kandena Devaki Mata Dukitahaya. Listen, Bali Maharaj, because of constantly remembering and lamenting for her lost children, Devaki feels distressed and cries, Devaki Mata Kandena Dukita. Tomara nikate ache se chayajan. Ta niba jananira santoshakaran. Bali Maharaj, these six sons of Devaki that were killed by Kamsa are now living here in Sutala Loka with you. I will take them for my mother's satisfaction. Santoshkaran. Se sava brahmara potra siradevagan. Tasabara. Eta dukkha shuna jekaran. Bali, These six sons were perfected beings. They were Siddhadevas. Siddhadevagan. They were the grandsons of Brahma. So naturally the question is, really? How so? Now there's a story within a story within a story. Lord Gauranga is telling a story to the Vipra Brahman 500 years ago. Then Gauranga says, I'm going to tell you a story of 5,000 years ago, Krishna and Balaram and Devaki and the lost sons. And now, in that story, Krishna meets with Devaki and then he meets with Bali Maharaj. And now, why Krishna is talking to Bali Maharaj and Krishna tells his story to Bali Maharaj. There's a story within a story within a story. Listen, Bali, you'll be pleased to know. Prajapati Marichi J. Brahmaranandan Purve Tana Putra Chila Echayajan. These six sons that were killed by Kamsa in Mathura were previously the sons of Brahma's son named Prajapati Marichi. Daive Brahma Kamashade Haila Mohita Lajja Chadi Kanya Prati Karilena Chitta. Bali, by providence, once the father of Prajapati Marichi, Brahma, became bewildered by lust, the arrow of Cupid. He gave up all shame and desire to enjoy his daughter, Lajja Chadi Kanya Prati Karilena Chitta. Taha deki hasilena e chai jun se doshe adapat hila sek shun. Seeing that Brahma was lusting after his own daughter, the six sons of Prajapati Marichi laughed. Oh, see that? Oh, man. Because of this dosh, then they immediately fell down. So obviously, Lord Gauranga is telling all these stories and citing these examples, all simply elaborations on the same point. He's trying to tell this Brahman that possibly you have made an offense to Nityananda Avadhut, and possibly you have laughed at him, because he keeps bringing up this idea of laughing, simply laughing. Generally, we talk about Vaishnava Parad. Well, there's different levels. One is verbally saying something, and physically saying something, and mentally saying something. And then, of course, there's six types of Vaishnava Parad, and one of them is heartly offending, offending in the heart. If one is not happy, it's in the Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, six types of Vaishnava Parad mentioned in our chanting book. And one of the aparads, if one is not happy, this is a heart aparad. If one is not heartily happy and to see a Vaishnava, here comes Krishna Das. God, I hope he doesn't go over here. Oh, he's coming right this way. Let me get out of here. Let me get out of here. He's coming to ask me for some money or something. So this type of a negative attitude and unhappiness. And sometimes people are so straightforward, especially Western people, if they don't like you, they can't help but tell you on their face. And some devotees have had that experience of friends and enemies. So these persons laughed, my dear Brahman. You hear it? You're listening to the story I'm telling? They laughed at their grandfather, I suppose, since their father is Prajapati Marichi and his father is Brahma. So the six boys laughed at their grandfather, and grandchildren often laughed at their grandfather. It's a common thing. In fact, grandfathers like it, if their grandchildren laugh at them. Oh, granddad, that's so funny. Ha ha. But this particular wasn't a laughing matter. When Big Daddy, granddaddy, got a little lusty for his daughter, that was not a good time to laugh. Mahantera karmete karila upahas asura jonite pailena garbavas. As a result of laughing at their grandfather, on one level this is what's going on, because Indians love all this family relation thing. So for laughing at their grandfather, Lord Brahma, these six little boys, these six children, but their grandfather's not just an ordinary granddad from Delhi. He's Lord Brahma. And he's a Mahantera. He's a Mahant. Mahant. He's the end of all great personalities. And Tara, there's Purnam, Purnatara, Purnatam. So he's Mahantera, means he's the topmost, highest pitch of possible sadhu, Brahma. Above Brahma, you have sadhus and rishis like Shiva, great devotees, so highly exalted person. He's the greatest Mahantutam, Mahantanta. He's a Mahantanta, the greatest, topmost devotee, the Lord himself in one form. So because of laughing at their grandfather, who was so exalted and so fault-free, no matter what he does, they took birth in the wombs of demon. Hiranyakashipu jagatera droha kare deva deha chari jani janmi lena taragare. Hiranyakashipu gave trouble to the entire universe. These six persons gave up their devagan, their deva tanu, their demigod bodies, and they took birth in Hiranyakashipu's house. Well, that's not that bad, because who's their brother? Or at least stepbrother. We don't know who was the mother. Hiranyakashipu is a common father, but he probably had lots of wives. So Hiranyakashipu also has another son named Prahlad. Tataya Indrera Braja Vajra Ghate Chaya Jan Nanaduka Jatanaya Paila Maran. Listen, Bali, said Krishna. And listen, Vipra, said Gauranga. And listen, everyone, we're saying. These six persons who were devas, now they became demons, sons of Hiranyakashipu. They suffered various miseries inflicted by Indra's thunderbolt and died. Indra Vajra Agate Marana Tabe Yoga Maya Dhari Aniyara Bhara Devakira Garbe Laina Kailena Sanchara Brahmare Jehasilena Se Papahite Se Dehe Dukkha Pailena Nana Mate. Thereafter, Yoga Maya Dhari, she picked them up and she placed them in the womb of Devaki. These boys are really on a roller coaster ride. They simply laughed at their grandfather and all of a sudden, boing, bingo, zzz, psh, you come to the fall out of heaven, fall out of higher planets, wherever Prajapati lives, and Marichi, and then they came down and born in Hiranyakashipu's sons, and then they got blasted off by a thunderbolt. Like an atom bomb of Indra blasting them off with a thunderbolt. Then they tumbled down from that place wherever Hiranyakashipu was staying. And maybe Indraloka, who knows, wherever the fight went on. Indraloka, they tumbled down there and landed in Earth planet. Just go, boom. In other words, they kept going down. Instead, they fell down. They went down, 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 down. Down in bodies, down in location. From Brahmaloka or somewhere near there, where the Prajapati, son of Brahma, is living. And then Hiranyakashipu, maybe Indraloka, and from there to Bhuloka, Martyaloka, Devaki's sons, of course that's Mathura. Because of the sin they incurred by laughing at Brahma, they had to suffer in all these ways. A laugh can cost you lifetimes. In other words, the Brahman is living 500 years ago with God. We're living now without God. And so here's a Brahman. He's a devotee. He's a Britya. He's a Gauranga Britya, servant of Lord Gauranga. He's a devotee, a Vaishnava. He's not a Mayavadi. He's not a bad person, not a demon. And he gets a little confused about Nityananda and maybe and he's not telling everything, but maybe one time laughed or something, and Lord Gauranga is immediately addressing this. Although it's not revealed exactly, just said he had doubts. It said the whole story starts, said he approached Gauranga and said, "I have doubts about your Nityananda. This is why, what I've observed, what I've seen. Please, who is he? Can you remove my doubts?" Guhyamakya Prichiti. Revealing his mind in confidence and expecting a confidential clarifying reply, which he received. But the whole thing he's hammering on, Lord Gauranga's reply is Saroninda and laughing. And the price you have to pay, Saroninda, you die. He said, by Saroninda, you die, you get killed and vanquished. He said, you get vanquished by laughing. He made a point in Lord Chaitanya's own words. So what does speak if he said, what he said, when he started this whole dialogue for the story, he said, Lord Gauranga said, what to speak of criticizing if a person even laughs at a Mahabhagavat who performs an immoral activity, he is vanquished. That was the opener like 30, 40 verses ago in Gauranga's dissertation to the Brahman. Now he goes into a long lila to explain that tattva, why he said that. It's pramanic. He just gave the essence in a few words. They were certainly vanquished. They lost their deva body, became a demon. Lost their demon body, became an earthling. Then they were killed by Kamsa. They're just getting killed and reborn and murdered by Indra's thunderbolt. Born the son of a demon, murdered by Indra's thunderbolt. Born the son of Devaki, God. Six sons, murdered by Kamsa, smashed on a rock. That's a noble way to go. Janmahaite ashesha prakara jatanai bagina tatapi mari lena kamsarai. From the time of their birth, they suffered unlimited miseries. Although they were his nephews, King Kamsa killed them. So apparently King Kamsa is somehow related to Hiranyakashipu. No, I mean they're his nephews in terms of Devaki's relationship here. Kamsa was some relationship, I forget. Because Vasudeva's father is a brother of Ugrasen, there's a connection. Ugrasen and Vasudeva. That's why he says when Kamsa drove the chariot for Devaki, he was like his sister or stepsister. So now when she has children, there's a relationship with these children of Kamsa. So that's why he said it. They are his nephews. He was some type of uncle in relation to these children. Devaki Sabagupta Rahasya Najane Apanara Pucha Bali Tasabari Gane. Devaki does not know all these confidential topics. She treated them as her own sons. Se chaya pucha jana nire divadan, se karya lagi ai lana tomastan. Therefore, Bali Maharaj, I'm telling you this story so you understand why I've come and why I'm asking for these six children and who they actually are, living here with you in Sutta Loka. I will return, I will take these sons from you, and I'll return them to my mother in Dwarka, Devaki. This is why I've come here to Sutta Loka with Balaram. Devakira stanapani se chaya jan shap haite muktahai bena sekshana. And what will they do when I bring these six children there from Sutta Loka to Dwarka Dham? They will drink milk from Devaki's breast. Then they will immediately be relieved from their shap, their curse. So apparently either Brahma cursed them because they laughed at his grandchildren laughed at him because he was desiring to enjoy his daughter and they saw it, or they were aware of it. Doesn't say. It's just we're finding out now. We don't find out before. Either Brahma cursed or one of Brahma's associates or some rishi cursed or maybe their father cursed. Or, hey, what are you you're laughing? What are you laughing at my father for? I curse you. I don't care if you're my sons. Why are you laughing at my father? So what? Someone cursed him. We don't know who. And as a result of this curse, they tumbled down, 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 down. But as soon as they get this amrit from the breast of Devaki, they'll be relieved. Because what is that? What is that milk from Devaki's breast they'll be getting? Mahaprasad. Krishna Balaram Mahaprasad Aki. Has anyone ever had the fortune to pass Krishna Balarama Prasad over the lips of your good self? Yes, no?
Yes.
So, do you feel relieved of all your curses and miseries? So what's the moral of this story? Bali said, listen, Krishna Balaram, what's the moral? Okay, take the sons, what's the moral? Oh, listen, Bali, I'll tell you. Prabhu Bali, Shuna Shuna Bali Mahashaya, Vaishnavera Karmete Hasile Hena Hai. Listen, Bali, this is what happens if one ridicules the activities of a Vaishnava. Not only that, Bali, listen. Sira sabo pailena eteka jatana asira janera dukkha ki kahiva simha. Krishna said to Bali, if perfected beings suffer so much, then what can be said of the distress of ordinary beings will suffer? These were siddhas, these children were siddhas. Said, if you remember the phrase that was used when they introduced these persons, they were siddhadevas. Jeju skriti jana vaishnavera ninda kare janma janma niravadi sehi duke mare. Lord Krishna went on to teach Vaishnav Tattva to Bali Maharaj in Sutta Loka, which is being recounted by Lord Gauranga to a Navadvip Brahmin Vaishnava who has questionable feelings and attitudes towards Lord Nityananda. Lord Krishna said, Bali, a sinful person who blasphemes a Vaishnava suffers birth after birth because of that offense. People who are devoid of Hari Seva, Guru Seva, and Vaishnav Seva, and who are servants of lust and anger, blaspheme Vaishnavas. As a result of criticizing Vaishnavas, they fall from good fortune birth after birth. Shuna Bali e Shiksha Karai Tomare Kabupache Ninda Hash. Hasya Kara Vaishnavere. Listen, Bali Maharaj, I am teaching you this so that you will never blaspheme or ridicule Vaishnavas. So, are we listening? Bali Maharaj is all ears. He's having direct audience with God. Krishna. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. And all the Puranas and all the Vedic literatures, there's not one time in Sanskrit where any other form of Bhagavan is addressed as Swayam Bhagavan. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verse 28, this monumental verse appears. It's called the Paribhasha Sutra of the Bhagavatam, the essential verse which the whole Bhagavatam develops from, explains everything. Paribhasha. Bhasha means the words, the language, Brajbhasha. Paribhasha means all. Pari means all from all different directions and angles. Paribhasha. All the words in this entire book are contained in this Paribhasha Sutra. Canto 1, chapter 3, verse 28. Ette chamsa kalapamsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakula Mule Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. This is told in Krishna Sandarbha or Bhagavad Sandarbha by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, who studied all the Vedas. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakareno Chibhuvane Manyo Sharanya Karo. Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Bhajana Nandina Mataliko. Matali. Mad, intoxicated bumblebee. Mataali. Their minds are like mad bumblebees. Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Yara. Matali. Ali means bee. Mata means mad. Unmata. The bee like minds of the Goswamis are maddened by Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana by doing bhajan at the lotus feet of Radha Govinda Yugo. All the shastras Jiva Goswami studied, and then he read everywhere, every Sanskrit sloka, everything, everywhere, prana, itihas, ved, shruti, smriti. He couldn't find anywhere this glorious verse. I believe it's Bhagavat Tattva, there's Bhagavat Sandarbha, establishing Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. It's a monumental phrase, just this one word, Swayam. So Swayam Bhagavan is giving shiksha to Bali Maharaj's ears, and he's an Atmanavedana Vaishnavam. And we want to become Atmanavedana Vaishnava, fully surrendered and dedicated Vaishnavas, and will never become if we're Nindaks, Sadhu Nindaks, Vaishnav Nindaks. So this theme, this concept, this Vaishnav Tattva is repeatedly drilled over and over and over again in this Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the message for the Kali Yuga. The first wave of Vedavyasa's message for Kali Yuga was prema is the goal. Braja prema is the goal. Radha Krishna prema seva is the goal. The madness of divine love and Mahabhav, Unmaranakya Mahabhava Radharani. This is the param gati, prema prayojan, ultimate necessity of human existence in this Kali Yuga. This is the highest thing that I can teach you in all the Vedas of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the pure love of Radha Krishna and the Braja Gopis. So Vedavyasa came to reveal that and point the human beings in the direction of the topmost goal of life, prema pamartha mahan. But then they scattered here and there over the next 4,500 years. Then Gauranga came. And then again, Vedavyasa came and said, look, I told you the goal is love, but you're not getting there. Why? Because you're all offenders. You're all offenders. The whole purpose of the Bhagavatam is to tell the goal of life. Param Gati is Radha Krishna Prem. Now the whole purpose, now again I'm coming to speak the Bhagavat. Again I'm coming as Vedavyasa. Well, now I'm changing my name so you don't get giving all kinds of puja. I'm covering myself. Now I'm Vrindavan Das. I'm a servant of that Vrindavan. Remember when I came as Vedavyasa? I told you about Vrindavan, right? And I revealed Vrindavan and Vishnu Puran and Padma Puran and Skanda Puran. But I didn't reveal the Madanakya Mahabhava of Radharani. I didn't reveal the Rasabhavs of Vrindavan and the Gopis. That I didn't tell. And Narada Muni got on my case. And I wasn't happy. So I wrote again to Bhagavatam. This time I brought out the essence of all the Smriti Shrutis. Love, love, love. Prema, 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 braja, prema. I'm happy. My mission is complete. I can retire success as Vyasadeva. Hare, what has happened? I gave you the Bhagavatam. It's been here for 5,000 years, 4,500 years. And now you people are acting so stupid in Kali Yuga. Manda samanda matiyo. I already told you that in the Bhagavatam. Now you're acting so stupid and crazy and lazy. And you're offending Vaishnavas? Okay, you're having lust and greed and sex, intoxication, everything I told about. But also you're offending Vaishnavas? You've gone so cracked? And so enough to drink whiskey, chase women, intoxication, abortion. Okay, all that's going on. I told that in the Bhagavatam. Even though I told all that and I predicted all that and you're right on into it. I didn't foresee this. Well, I briefly mentioned 11th canto a little bit about Vaishnava. I didn't realize that you people would be going so far gone. You missed the whole point of my teachings in Bhagavatam. Oh, all right, now listen, students, I'm pulling your ear. Vyasadeva has come to pull our ears as Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das, I'm coming to serve that Vrindavan I told you about in the Bhagavatam. I'm in the same Vyas. That's why he's called Vrindavan Das. The true essence of Vrindavan is Ras. Prema Ras, Prema Rasamayi Rata, Prema Rasamayi Sham, and Prema Rasamayi Leela, Ras. That came out only in Bhagavad Puran, although Ras Leela is there in Vishnu Puran, Padma Skanda Puran. Now I come as Vrindavan Das, I am the same, Vedavyas, and I want you to get this Braja Prem, and I want this is for the Vaishnavas. But now even you Vaishnavas are offending Vaishnavas, and you non-devotee foolish people are offending Vaishnavas, so what is your future? This story, I have to tell you this story and that story, and this Brahmin offended, and this Kshatriya offended, and this one offended, that one offended, and story inside a story. The Chaitanya Bhagavat is hundreds of stories about Vaishnava Aparad, isn't it? You've been hearing these classes, I've been going through the book, we're going through together, teacher, student, whatever. I'm learning, you're learning, we're all learning. these messages are repeatedly pounded, you know, bombarded, like I was saying, the Germans bombarding London with so many bombs in World War II. Relentlessly. So relentlessly he's bombarding us. Straighten up. Chaito Dharma Marjanam. Kick out this envy, kick out this pride and envy and fault-finding tendency, which is so rampant, so rampant in this Kali Yuga brains. And we hear all these terrible results of aparad, even simply laughing. Ah, and we laugh at the shastras. Look at this story. If you laugh, oh, that's silly. If you laugh at Vaishnavas, I laugh at Vaishnavas all the time. I make fun of Vaishnavas all the time. I cast sarcastic results about Vaishnavas all the time. Acha, where will you be in the future? I shudder to think. Where will you be in the future? I shudder to think. Listen, Bali, I'm teaching you this so you will never blaspheme or ridicule Vaishnavas. And we'll continue there tomorrow. Krishna goes on more to illuminate the mind and heart of Bali Maharaj, who's such a great devotee, and hopefully cast some illumination in our minds and hearts of us who are trying, and we who are trying to become serious devotees of the Lord. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.